We did do a lot more pressuring. We did a good job early getting pressure with the four-man front. But when we did send some zone pressures, we saw that it was affecting Sam a little bit. So we just changed it up from playing zone, to a couple zone pressures. So couldn't quite get a handle on exactly what we're doing, whether we're in zone, whether we're in man. We kind of did a good job of really disguising and making them all look the same.
What does that say about Jim? That, you know, his whole defense is predicated on just rushing those four guys, and then for him to change it and to be this effective, what does that say about him as a coach?
I mean, you know, he's willing to adjust to win the game. You know, he's all about putting us in the best position to have success. And so when we feel like something's working, or we have an adjustment that we can make, he's more than willing to make that adjustment.
They talk about like the strength of what you guys have up front, but is there something you said for that? I mean, you have good athletes in terms of the linebackers and safeties that can, if given the opportunity to blitz, get out to quarterback. Shouldn't you take advantage of that as well sometimes?
Yeah, I mean most of the time you want to keep those guys covering, but when you have guys that'll come after the passer and can rush off the edge, then when you do blitz, even when it's, the good thing about today, we didn't do much man blitz and we did a lot of zone blitz. And so when the pressure did come, now Sam's thrown into a defense where people are looking at him. People have eyes on the football. So it's a little tougher to see where those are coming from. And I think that's to zone blitz, you have to have a lot of faith that, one, the pressure will get there because they can block it when you run zone pressure. So that's why some people shy away from him, but we did a good job of getting, when we did zone pressure, getting rush, or getting a good push by the front four or the three that were blitzing, and then the blitzer getting a little bit of pressure as well.
Did you guys know going in that Sam had trouble with zone blitzes, or did you see that over the, and thought it was working, you guys kept going to it?
There was one or two looks that we knew Sam didn't like.
Is that based off practicing against him?
Yeah, pretty much. Practicing against him, just knowing some things that he couldn't pick up in camp. But I think we only ran two of those throughout the game. One ended up being a sack, and I think the other one, he threw it away. But other than that, a lot of them were just, I think more so the guys on the back end disguising things and showing one thing and pressuring off the other and then showing the same look and then the zone. It's sometimes tough to figure that out, especially, when Rod went down, you got myself, Jalen, and Rodney out there that are really all interchangeable. You never know who's the nickel, who's the safety. Makes it hard.
Yeah, two early turnovers. How important was it to come out and have that kind of start after the last couple weeks?
I mean, I've never seen anything like the first quarter that we had. We turned the ball over three times, and our defense answers with two takeaways and a stop. When you're playing a great defense like they have, we knew it was going to be one of those blow-for-blow type of games where, we just go back and forth. That was no more evident than that first quarter.
Was today a pride thing after what happened last week in Washington?
No. I mean, not necessarily for last week. We're going against an undefeated team. Right now, the number one ranked defense in the league. And as a unit that feels like we're the best in the league, we wanted to be able to compete. And then it was just going to be an opportunity for us. We knew it was going to be a defensive battle. We knew we were going to have to be patient and go blow for blow with that team. And we answered the bell.